I'll go you one better there, Greg Tatro. I think we can say it's 46 degrees in the St. Croix Valley right now. Yeah, we'll take every degree we can get. Kind of a cloudy day here. Good afternoon, everybody. You brighten things up for us. Stan Turner with you here. Thank you so much for your company on this show, and we love hearing from you, and thank you very much for the feedback. We always strive to get interesting people with interesting stories just for you. So, well, the weather's not all that great, Shakes. You just heard the weather forecast. It looks like we're going to have on and off showers into next week, at least the early part. Temperatures, no great shakes. Upper 40s, low 50s, but I'm guessing maybe in another week or so we'll start heating up a little bit, and they'll feel really, really good. You know, any time is a good time to read, to fill our minds with people, places, and events that are new or interesting to us. There's something about the warm weather months that fuel the hunger to read, yeah? Maybe it's a vision of enjoying a book at lakeside, or in the backyard, or on a porch. It's about losing yourself in a good story, occasionally looking out at the leafy green scenery around you, then re-entering the world that that book is showing you. Our mission here today is to offer suggestions, book suggestions. As always, there are lots of good reads out there, local, regional, national, international, fiction and nonfiction. And we cannot think of anyone better equipped to help us navigate the bookshelves than Kathleen Eddy. Kathleen runs Valley Bookseller, an independent shop that's praised by authors and readers alike. I love it. It's my favorite. It's smack in downtown Stillwater. Kathleen Eddy has grabbed a bag full of books, actually, and nipped across the street to our studios this noon to do some booking with us. Kathleen, welcome back. You got a bit of a cough today, huh?
Thank you. Yes, Stan.
Uh-huh.
I'll do my best.
Welcome to spring and allergy season,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Well, tell us, Valley Bookseller, I dropped by yesterday. You're loaded for books. The shelves are groaning with great new titles. What's going on there? What's happening?
Oh, gosh, there's always so much.
I know, it's good.
April, of course, we're celebrating National Poetry Month, and if you are in the market for a volume of poetry, both kids and adult titles are 20% off through the end of the month. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we have three local poets coming in for a reading, to read from some of their work. So if you're able to join us, that's always going to be a fun event.
Okay, that's 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes.
Valley Bookseller, what's the address again, please?
217 North Main Street.
Can't miss it. It's right downtown.
Yes.
It is indeed, just north of the bridge on Main Street.
And on the riverside.
On the riverside. What else is coming up?
Well, later this week, we have Ladies Night Out in downtown Stillwater, which is always a great fun.
Yeah.
Grab your girlfriend, grab your mom, come on down. We are the starting point Thursday night, so there'll be lots of some treats, and I'm looking forward. Joan Steffend will be joining us.
I know Joan. She was with CARE, wasn't she? K-A-R-E, Channel 11 for a long time.
And she's had her own television show on HGTV for a while.
Yep.
She's written two books, and She Sparkled is one, and Peace In, Peace Out is her latest.
Mm.
And she has a blog, and then on Facebook, Peace Begins With Me is kind of an endeavor she's been taking on for the last year or so.
Oh.
Great. Look her up. It's a great... She has a great following and lots of good inspirational posts on her.
She's a very, very nice
person.
She's wonderful. Joan Steffend, that's Steffend. And she'll be at your bookshop, at 4:45?
Yeah, 4:45, Ladies Night Out Thursday,
May 1st. Okay, good way to start off the month.
Yes,
good. So what else is going on the calendar at Valley Bookseller?
Saturday, the 3rd of May at 1 o'clock, we have Dave Fabio in the store. He's written three or four now. I think maybe this is his fourth book.
Mm.
His new one is called The Spot on the Wall. He writes mysteries, and so it's mystery, murder, all kinds of intrigue, and it's set in local areas that we all recognize.
Okay, all right,
so
very good.
He's good. And then Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, the 7th, is our next up is Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour, and this month in May it's with Christopher Valen. He's a very popular one, and his new book, Death's Way, is out in paperback now.
What's it called?
Death's Way.
Death's Way by Christopher Valen.
Yes.
V-A-L-E-N.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour, and you're having that over at the Dock Cafe,
yes, we're
right?
At the Dock Cafe.
Okay.
June, Brian Freeman will be joining us,
okay.
And July, Larry Millette.
Well,
with his new book, Strongwood. So.
Yes, indeed. Had Larry on about 4 or 5 weeks ago. We'll talk about the book again today.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to read it?
I have not.
Okay, you're in for a kick. That's really fun. And again, he's the kind of guy who has local, local people, places, things, and he weaves Sherlock Holmes into a lot of these too. So
he's fascinating.
He is.
The Castles book that he did a few years ago with the Historical Society Press, and I understand he's working on another one about. Beautiful, some of the old homes in the cities.
He is. He's got about 24 mansions, big homes around the state of Minnesota, and that should be out, he told me, sometime next year.
Mm-hmm.
But Once There Were Castles is the one you initially talked about there, about lost mansions of the Twin Cities area.
Just an incredible view of what used to be.
We've lost all these. The thing is that most of these are gone now, but they're recaptured in these wonderful photographs. Larry Millett did a lot of background work on these places. You can almost go back to them through his writing and photographs. I think it's in his fourth or fifth printing already, too.
Yes,
it's a very popular book. So Larry straddles both the worlds of nonfiction and fiction. What else do we have here, Kathleen?
We have Abby Brown is a Marine school teacher. That's a cancer survivor, and she's written a book. She'll be with us on May 16th at 6:30. Patrick Hicks will be in the store May 17th at 2 o'clock with his new book. He's actually a poet, but he's written a kind of a historical fiction called Commandant of Lubicek. And it deals with, it's kind of almost a documentary of, and he did some great research on some of the concentration camps. So, a tough read, but it is a valuable book.
Okay, World War II?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Allergy season, Kathleen, or whatever. Oh, my goodness, she's struggling a little bit with the throat right now. There's some water. You can go on now. Okay.
Yes. Teresa Marone is a local woman that's written a lot of nature books, and her latest one is Mushrooms of the Upper Midwest, so very timely to have her in the store on the 24th of May at 4 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, she's on the 17th.
All right.
17th as well. May 24th is Rob Bignell, and he's just across the river in Hudson area, and his new book, Hitting the Trail, has just been, I think he's in his second of printing already.
Really? What's it about?
It's just a small little volume of book, a book about hiking the St. Croix trails, up and down the river.
Beautiful. Good. Good stuff.
And Laura Sobiec will be with us on May 30th. We'll be at the Lowell Inn, actually, because we are anticipating a huge crowd for her book in memory of her son, Zach, Fly a Little Higher.
Yes.
We've taken lots of pre-orders, and so if people would like to call the store or go on our website, we can reserve a copy for you. She'll be signing that evening, as well as speaking, and 10% of the sales of the book where are going to donate back to the Relay for Life here in town, which Zach was a part of.
Zach's song, the one he wrote, Clouds, went viral, didn't it, globally?
Yes, it did.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, so Laura Sobiec will be at Lowell Inn on May 30th.
Yes.
Okay, and?
And May 31st, your old friend Joe Schmidt.
My Channel 5 seatmate there
yes,
for many
will
years,
be with
Joe
us
Schmidt.
At 2 o'clock with his book, Silent Impact.
All right. What's that about? I haven't had a chance to.
It's kind of a collection of stories that I think he talked to a lot of people, and it's just books about, how we can influence others through purpose, persistence, passion. And I think it's a very uplifting book.
All right. Good. Sounds good. And then what? We have Ken Martin's at an unspecified time. Ken is a local historian, a fine guy, and a frequent guest on this show. He's a Civil War. I call him an expert. He's also a reenactor. He knows a lot about about that war, about the conflict, and especially the Minnesota contingent, and more especially the St. Croix Valley contingent there. So what does he have? He has a new book?
Yes. History Press has done one called The Perilous St. Croix River Valley Frontier.
My.
And it's just a collection, again, of stories of the early settlers and just the tough life they had. I wasn't aware that there were so many untimely deaths along the river. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess we could assume there was, but this book will bring it out more. That it says that the St. Croix River had earned the nickname the River of Graves.
Whoa.
Because of the watercraft and the dashing against the rocks and people losing their lives. But it takes a real look at frontier life in our area, and there's about 50 stories of adventure. And
I think I'll give the boy a call this coming week, Kathleen, and maybe get him down here next week for a little chat about the book. I've not seen it. You've not taken delivery yet at the bookshop.
No, so it must be we're still expecting it later this week.
Okay, I'll give Ken a call, because even though it's kind of a tough read, it's one we should look at clear-eyed.
Because the stories will be interesting.
Our set, you know, the Frontiers people here, they went through more than we realize.
Yes.
And to settle what is now a beautiful, beautiful valley. So.
And Brent Peterson did a book, you know, not too long ago with Arcadia Publishing, called Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole Helgett did the historical fiction book called Stillwater recently that was a big hit. So we've had a lot of both fiction and nonfiction books being released about our town, and it's fascinating.
Right. Funny you should mention Brent Peterson, because he's going to be along later in the hour to tell us about some special historical events. What else? Here in the St. Croix Valley. So, Kathleen, I was in your shop yesterday, Valley Bookseller in downtown Stillwater, and there in the front window, all kinds, a big splash of color, a book display of a book called It's an Orange Aardvark. And I understand the author was in yesterday, Michael Hall?
Yes, yep. Michael stopped by. Okay. He wasn't there for an event. He just stopped by to sign some initial copies. So it is a delightful book. His fourth. He's absolutely just spectacular.
Children's book, of course.
Yes, yes. Right. Wonderful. He's a wonderful man, and his art, he's a graphic artist, and his books just pop with fun and color and shapes. he's fascinating.
Well, it's an Orange Aardvark, Michael Hall. Our good friend Marianne Grossman did a wonderful review of the book. May I just read a couple of paragraphs? It's an Orange Aardvark is about a little carpenter ant that drills holes through a wall in a stump to see what's outside. Why not? With each hole, a different color of light enters the dark nest. With each new color, another ant who's convinced himself that a hungry aardvark lurks outside makes more and more ridiculous speculations. Eventually, the hysterical ant envisions a pajama-wearing, ketchup-carrying, gecko-guiding, dozer-driving orange aardvark pouring purple grape juice. Wow. Okay. Michael Hall, the author, hopes little kids will enjoy counting different colors. And he actually has holes in the book, right?
Yes, he does.
This is for good. So Hall is confident that the kids will like the story, because he tested it by reading to kids, he said. And when I got to the aardvark wearing blue pajamas, they start giggling. So this is good. This might be a book for kids, young and old, too.
Yes.
It sounds interesting, huh?
Yes.
Have to take a look through that, too. Let's see what else is going on over at Valley Bookseller, Kathleen. What's flying out the doors in greater volume, pun intended? Fiction or nonfiction these days?
You know, a little bit of both.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter's new book is going well. There's a book called 10% Happier, which has kind of surprised us.
Talk about that one a little bit.
Well, it's kind of just about, it's a memoir, but it's about how, you know, the stressors of life can kind of take its toll on, and it's...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead.
The author has, and I'm sorry, I'm not remembering his name.
Sorry.
It is on the New York Times top five, so we are discounting that 25%.
Oh,
we do that every week for the top five New York Times fiction and nonfiction books.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's something that helps you compete with the big boxers,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
That's wonderful, Kathleen. We should say that independent booksellers in general, and yours in particular, have turned a nice corner. Really, you've seen a resurgence, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Buyer interest.
Yes, I think we all, everyone is just realizing how important it is to shop local, keep your downtowns vibrant, keep your money in your community, because it does make a big difference. And it's just, I don't know, it's just so much more personable to shop locally, I believe.
Your staff is wonderful.
Yes, they are.
All ladies, I believe, and are they good book people? They know the stuff. They're not just there behind a counter to hit the cash register. They can help you find a book. They know.
And that's our favorite part of the job, you know, is somebody coming in or somebody, she was in the store just like an hour ago and said, at 12:36 a.m. this morning, your website told me you had this book. And I love that kind of stuff, you know.
12:36 this morning.
So she's shopping online and she saw that we had the book. She came in and picked it up for
wonderful.
Her sister. We gift wrapped it, you know. It's those kind of stories and that kind of communication and back and forth with the customers is great.
Do you still have the bird cages, the birds in there, the aviary in there?
We do, and it's spring. We've had 3 babies recently.
No kidding, the birds.
The aviary is getting full.
Wonderful. Pretty soon we'll have the back porch open, too. We can take books out there.
Yes, looking forward to the furniture being back on the deck again.
Me, too. All of us are. Wow. Kathleen Eddy, proprietor of Valley Bookseller, downtown Stillwater. We're looking at over the spring and summer crop of books, and there are lots of great titles. We'll get back to it right after this.
At Hymie's Haberdashery, men never sacrifice fashion for weather. So no matter how cold it gets, you can still spot a Hymie's man by his impeccable taste and the confidence that only comes from a hot lather shave. Hymie's Haberdashery helps men look and feel their best with high-quality clothing cut and styled just for them. Create a look that's uniquely yours with tailored suits, overcoats, hats, and accessories that make winter blush. And at prices that won't melt your wallet. Hymie's Haberdashery, 400 St. Peter Street in downtown St. Paul. Online at Hymie's.com.
To really experience a book, meet the author. I'm Stan Turner for Valley Bookseller in downtown Stillwater. Every month, Valley Bookseller's calendar is loaded with events featuring both local and national authors. Visit valleybookseller.com and click the events calendar for a complete list. Choose from monthly events like the Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour or special presentations with authors on tour. Meet your favorite author at Valley Bookseller. Great books, great people. 217 North Main in Stillwater.
After a long winter, Costa Farm and Greenhouse celebrate spring with prices that can't be beat. Check these out. 4-inch pots of blooming annuals are just $4.59. Wave petunias, $2.99. And those big, beautiful blooming geranium tubs, just $26.99. Costa Farm and Greenhouse is open 7 days a week. They have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that are eager to answer all your questions to get your garden off to the best start ever. They are easy to find, located west of Stillwater on Scenic Highway 96. Family-owned, locally grown. Go to CostaGreenhouse.com.
Walleye, prime rib, filet mignon, French onion soup, seafood linguine. Sound good? Hi folks, Brad Reavers from Seasons Tavern in North Hudson inviting you to try one of these great dishes or other house favorites. Check out the full menu at www.seasonstavern.com or give us a call at 715-386-8488. Seasons Tavern is the place for great food and great music.
We're back. Stan Turner with you. Thank you so much for your company. It's 12:23 right now on this kind of overcast Saturday afternoon. Happy to have your company jump along here and come along for the ride because we are, people are our best friends, but so are good books. And they're friends that keep giving back to you and back to you and back to you. It's wonderful. I've got shelves of books at home. They own my home right now. I barely have room for me anymore. But they're like an old friend. You can go back to them, and Kathleen Eddy knows that well. Kathleen runs the wonderful, splendid, independent bookstore in downtown Stillwater, Valley Bookseller. Kathleen, thank you for coming along. You like vintage movies, by the way? Do you like the old-time flicks?
I do, too.
I just want to mention a quick thing coming up this Thursday night, May the 1st, at the Heights Theater in Columbia Heights. This is going to be a winner, folks. You might want to seriously consider this. It's a film event, Alice Faye, May Day double feature. Yeah, May Day this coming Thursday at 7:30 at the Heights Theater at 3951 Central Avenue Northeast, just across the border in Columbia Heights from Minneapolis. The first feature of the doubleheader, Alice Faye, is Every Night at 8. That's a 1935 film. Alice Faye's 10-year reign as queen of the 20th Century Fox Studios. She was only loaned out twice, the first time to Paramount for the picture Every Night at 8, and the second was to Universal for You're a Sweetheart. And the Heights Theater is presenting both these rare films in one fun-filled evening this coming Thursday night. Every Night at 8 is the entertaining story of Faye Langford and Kelly, it'll be Frances Langford and Gene Kelly, singing their way to fame with bandleader George Raft. The Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh score really includes classics like I Feel a Song Coming On and I'm in the Mood for Love. Then the second feature at the Heights this coming Thursday night, You're a Sweetheart, that one from 1935. 1937. The title song, You're a Sweetheart, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson, has since become a standard. Yep. But this film is not just about the singing. It also features some great dancing by Alice Faye and George Murphy. There are a couple of good hoofers for you, as well as some great Art Deco sets. And this film, You're a Sweetheart, 1937, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Art Direction. So again, by the way, these will be shown in 35 millimeter, not digital. These are pristine film prints, as they really were back in the day. So the Heights Theater, May Day extravaganza for you this coming Thursday night at 7:30 is when the first reel rolls. That'll be every night at 8 from 1935 in You're a Sweetheart, 1937, starring Alice Faye. And I'll tell you, I have seen some of her pictures at the Heights Theater, and it's a real treat. The lady was multi-talented. And that theater, it's a 1926 movie theater. It's been restored to its grandeur of the 1920s. It's a knockout. So, Kathleen, if you've never been there, and folks, get over there. Just to look around the theater before the movie start is a treat. And they have a guy on a Wurlitzer organ who precedes the movie by playing a medley of songs. It's on a hydraulic lift. This big Wurlitzer comes up from the floor. It's back to the 20s. It's unbelievable. So let's get back to the books, Kathleen. Lots going on in and around Valley Bookseller. Tell us you've got some really innovative things going on here.
Well, I'm really excited to announce that we are partnering with the Stillwater Trolley Company, and we are going to have, beginning June 7th, Storytime Trolley. So little kids can come. It is $5 a ticket, so they need to make a reservation. And they'll be picked up at the store and taken for a ride, probably up to Pioneer Park, mm-hmm. but park for just a little bit and tell a story and come back down to the store. And the little token that gets them on the trolley will also be good for a certain percentage off of a book if they'd like to come and shop and have a treat after the story time. So I think it's going to be really fun.
What a great idea, though. This is the trolley service that gives tourists here,
yes.
or locals,
yes.
a trip around by trolley around Stillwater and environs, gives you a little history trip. It's just, I've done it several times. It's a lot of fun. Our great late friend Bob Raleigh started this thing.
Yes.
And it's still rolling, and now you're going to incorporate fun for the kids with books.
Yes, yes.
When does that kick off again, Kathleen?
June 7th.
That's wonderful.
And I think we're doing it every other Saturday.
Okay.
And I think it'll be 10 or 10:30. I think that time will be, we'll tweak that a little bit. It'll be on our website in another week or so.
Marvelous
but,
idea.
Yeah.
And the big people
great.
Can go along with the kids too.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and we'll have some authors will be on deck telling stories, and otherwise we'll just have, you know, maybe Stan can come
maybe
tell
I could
a story.
Come. Stories on wheels.
Yes,
huh? Kind of like that.
It'll be a great story time and a really fun, unique way to spend an hour on a Saturday morning.
Great idea.
And
great
Stillwater's
idea.
Always got so much going on. We've got the Spring Art Fair, I believe, is the last weekend in May.
Yep.
The pedestrian plaza is opened up now, and the restrooms are open, and there's great parking downtown. We have the ramp is there.
Mm-hmm.
We have parking behind the store at the River Market lot. That's for Valley Bookseller patrons as well as
mm-hmm.
River Market.
Mm-hmm. It's all happening, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
You know, when the restrooms get unlocked, you know it's spring, don't you, Kyle? Well, that's a sure
yes.
sign. Okay. That's kind of good news you can use.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And we have, just people keep us in mind. We have great ideas for all this gift-giving season that's coming up, mm-hmm. Mother's Day, Father's Day,
yep.
graduations.
Mm-hmm.
Always lots of great book ideas for all those occasions.
Oh.
And speaking of Father's Day, Spike Carlson's new book, he's going to come in and do another demonstration when he launched his book in at the library a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He did a demonstration of how easy some of these backyard homesteading projects can be. So
mm-hmm.
he's going to be with us before Father's Day, too.
Okay.
Spike
Carlson. What's his book about again?
It's all about woodworking.
Woodworking, okay.
But his latest one is homesteading and backyard projects, so to speak.
Oh, you got a whole bundle of good things going on.
Yes,
over
yes,
that trolley, trolley.
I know,
trip
doesn't
for
that
the
sound
kids.
Exciting?
That is just a blockbuster.
Yeah,
that's
I think
marvelous.
It's going to be great. Parents and grandparents can bring the kids. It's going to be wonderful.
I want to sneak on one of those.
Yeah,
huh? Okay,
sure.
We'll have to do that. Well, Kathleen, as you know, we have great local local presses here, University of Minnesota Press, Minnesota Historical Society Press, to name two of the big ones here, and they're very prolific, and they've got all kinds of good titles rolling out here. I can tell you that 2 weeks from today, we're going to have the gang from the Minnesota Historical Society, Kate Roberts and Adam Scher, back on the show. We had them about a month and a half, 2 months ago, giving us a preview of a forthcoming exhibit, which is about to open, finally, Toys of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. We had an unbelievable reaction to that program. You talk about toys from yesteryear, boy, that triggers the memories, happy memories in most cases, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And those books are just fabulous. It's so fun to look at them, and it does, you know, something you completely had forgotten about, and it's like, oh my gosh, I had that toy.
I have that toy, and there's a companion book coming out called, interesting, Toys of the 50s, 60s, and 70s by Kate and Adam. And I'll be getting a copy of that shortly, and we'll use that in conjunction with our
chat. I think
it
comes out in another week or so.
It should be,
yes.
In fact, I think the review copies are going out now, so it's officially available in May, and the exhibit opens in May, so we'll have a big splash on that here. But you'll be having that book in your store, won't you?
Yes.
So look for Toys of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and prepare to immerse yourself in some fun nostalgia. Isn't that great? From the Minnesota Historical Society Press. They've got a lot of fun things going on and some very serious titles, too. On the serious side of the ledger, a book, Her Honor.
That has sold extremely well.
That's about Rosalie Wall and the Minnesota Women's Movement. Now, I covered the state capitol at a time when Rosalie Wall became the first female member of the Minnesota Supreme Court. A very revered person, actually. Mm-hmm. Rosalie, you know, maybe there's his... the notices say no single hero of the Minnesota women's movement, but Rosalie Wall, first woman on the High Court of Minnesota, changed the way her fellow judges, all guys, saw the cases they decided. She was a champion, Rosalie Wall was, of both women's rights and civil rights, and she brought new attention to the problems that faced women impoverished by divorce, women abused by their partners, and others who cope with poverty and discrimination. So you say the book is doing well, is it?
Yes, extremely well.
Her Honor, Rosalie Wall and the Minnesota Women's Movement, by a friend of mine, Laurie Sturdivant, who's a longtime reporter at the state capitol and now an editorial writer, op-ed writer for the Star Tribune, a fine writer, did a previous book. She's done a couple, but one on Elmer L. Anderson, One Man's Reach, it's called. I consider Elmer Anderson one of the true statesmen of Minnesota government and politics. He was a governor for only 2 years, but he left a huge mark, positive mark. So Rosalie Wall's another one. So glad to hear that book is doing well.
Yes, yes.
Good deal.
And what Scoop, you've got the...
Yeah, Scoop, Scoop. This is a fun book, too, from MHS Press, Minnesota Historical Society.
Yes.
Do you have this in yet?
We do. I think
okay.
It's... I think it's... Well, maybe not. It's coming in early May, I believe.
It's due shortly. This is about a couple of guys who are doing quite well in the business world, lived in London, went off to all the pleasure domes of the world, and then something snapped one day, and they said, this is not for us. I think we want something simpler, more bucolic, more fun. So what do? They sell everything. One of the guys is from Minnesota, native. they buy an old Victorian mansion, I think kind of falling down in Hayward, Wisconsin, and an old tumble-down ice cream shop, hence Scoop. Notes from a Small Ice Cream Shop. That sounds like a great read, too. We'll have to do that. That's by Jeff Miller. So that'll be one to look for, too. I just like the feel of that one already, and the cover art is wonderful. It's got some old milk cans with flowers growing out of them on the porch of the ice cream parlor. That's fine. Another one, food-related, Kathleen.
Yes, U of M Press has done one called Lake Superior Flavors, which actually we're out of right now. It's the distribution centers are out, but I think U of M Press has reprinting. It's just a wonderful culinary tour of food and drink along the circle tour of the, you know, Lake Superior and Duluth area. I was just up there a couple weeks ago for our 15th annual Books in the Woods at the Gunflint Lodge.
Books in the Woods.
It was a great, great event. One of our best ever.
Really?
Had
good.
Thomas Maltman and Peter Guy were our authors, and it was a great, but this Lake Superior Flavors, it just, you know, we drove along a lot of these food and drink establishments that are featured in the book, so it's a great a great gift idea, too, especially for people that love being up in that neck.
And I do. Betty's Pies must be in the book, isn't it?
Probably it
is. It's got to be. Otherwise, he has to go back to the printers and put it back in, because that's an institution up there. It's north of Duluth, maybe even north of Two Harbors, I forget, but it's up in that area. And it's a legend, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This old pie shop up there. It's great. But you can circle, go, you know, right around the perimeter of Lake Superior and find some pretty good eating. And this book gets to it. I think it's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it's doing so well. What else do we have?
Well, we're hoping to have Phyllis Root in the store soon with Plant a Pocket of Prairie. She's just done some wonderful things, and of course this one is illustrated by Betsy Bowen, who is also just, you know, a treasure for our state.
All right.
Both the MH, you know, Minnesota Historical Society and the U of M Press, they just have such wonderful, unique titles, and I think that's one of the fun things about independent bookstores too, that we try to feature the small press, and these are just two of many wonderful ones in the state. So we always have a unique regional area, both in the cookbooks and in the fiction and nonfiction side of the store. We have some regional treasures there.
Better go on to cookbooks here.
Yes.
That's a big deal, too. Tell us what you got. What do you have in the store there? What's hot in
the
oven
these
days?
The rhubarb one. There's a rhubarb book, out right now. And, of course, later on, there's one that was released last year called Sweet Corn Spectacular, and that was very, very popular. And I think MHS is doing one on squash this year, too.
They are. So. That's right. I don't know if I can put my finger on it right away, but there is Smitten with Squash by Amanda Paa, P-A-A. So lots of goodies, books.
Yeah, and
for
you know, Trish Cornell and Beth, oh dear, see now I'm going to forget.
You only deal with 5,000 authors every week, so.
There were some wonderful farmer's market cookbooks out too.
Okay.
And those are always fun to browse through.
We've touched on it briefly, but give us some sense of what's out there for mystery lovers, murder mystery, whatever type. So
you know, our favorite Kent Kruger is coming out with another one in August.
Is he?
And he'll be with us September 3rd for Totally Criminal Cocktail Hour at the Lowell Inn. He's just, you know, he's just wonderful and just won the Minnesota Book Award again for his Trickster's Point. His book, Ordinary Grace, too, is a bit, it's not the Cork O'Connor series, but it's just a wonderful standalone title. It's a bit of a mystery in it, but it's set in the 60s, kind of down in the Mankato area.
Really? Okay.
Very near and dear to his heart, and it really is truly a wonderful, wonderful read.
Kent Kruger used to write his books at the St. Croix Broiler at St. Croix and Snelling in St. Paul.
Yes.
You could find him in there just about every day, writing away. He doesn't do that anymore, but that's where he did.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a local guy through and through. So we can look for another mystery from him. Mysteries, big sellers, are they?
Yes, they are.
Are they the biggest, would you say?
No, maybe not the biggest, but I'll tell you, it's probably a very close second to just in our regular fiction, but yes.
What's first, Kathleen? What's the hottest type?
You know, right now there are so many young adult books that are being read by adults, which, you know, John Green's books, The Fault in Our Stars, it's being made into a film. That's been a very popular book, along with Andrew Smith has some great ones out there, too, for young adults.
Right.
Yeah, we just have some fabulous books for all ages, middle grade titles, too, wonderful local authors. William Alexander, his Ghoulish Songs just came out in paperback. Ghoulish Songs.
Ghoulish Songs.
He won the National Book Award for his first book. And
Ghoulish Songs.
Annie Ursu's book, Real Boy, is wonderful. She's local.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kate DiCamillo's, you know, Flora and Ulysses is wonderful. So.
So many titles, so little time. Another one from MHS Press, Minnesota Historical Society Press, Keystones of the Stone Arch Bridge. Do you have that one in yet?
We do.
Okay, 10-year-old Fritz, I'll just give you a little little summary. 10-year-old Fritz and his papa have made a life for themselves in the Bohemian Flats, an actual place, along the river in Minneapolis in 1883. But what they really want is for their family to be whole again. In order to earn money to bring Fritz's mama and sisters from Sweden to America, the determined Fritz sets out to master a new skill, working as the youngest stonemason on the crew building the Stone Arch Bridge across the Mississippi River in Minneapolis. J.J. Hill's big bridge that still stands proudly today. That sounds like a good read.
Yes, and a great, great title for kids.
Wow.
And they love historical fiction, too.
Wonderful. I've got a couple of copies in front of me here of books. Do you have No Saints Around Here?
I believe we do, yes.
No Saints Around Here, A Caregiver's Days by Susan Allen Toth. Susan Allen Toth is a local author for many years. She disappeared the last few years, and I couldn't figure it out. She did a whole series of books on touring England with her husband, James. Always called him James. And wonderful tour guides, in a way, but she gives you the backstories and the inside stories of places we've heard about in England but never knew that much about. And so suddenly she goes away. I don't know what happens to Susan Allen Toth. Then we find out what's been occupying her in recent years. Her husband, now her late husband James, whom she wrote so much about in their tours of the UK, was stricken by Parkinson's disease and dementia set in, and she became his caregiver. She kept him at home through his decline. Her book, No Saints Around Here, A Caregiver's Days, chronicles the last 18 months of his life as she cares for him. And it's a gripping story, not only for those of you who are involved in similar things, but for policymakers, too, at the state legislative and congressional levels. It really is an eye-opener. So, tough read. I mean, it's not a fun read, but it's something we all have to confront, even if, you know, God forbid, you know, it should happen to us, but to other people too. So that one is worth it. You've got that in the store now.
We do.
Susan Allen Toth. It's spelled T-O-T-H. A lot of people pronounce it Toth. She pronounces it Toth, so we'll go with that. Zenith Cities, another fun read. Michael Fido. We had him on the show here just about 3 weeks ago and had a blast with him. Michael is from Duluth. That's the Zenith City. And he has all kinds of fun memoirs and anecdotes about growing up there. Some of them are poignant. Some of them are just make you bust a gut. They're really funny. He's a great writer, and they're all true stories, too. And then we also had another fellow on here the other day, Bill Schrankler, who has written a wonderful book, Shadows of Time, Minnesota's Surviving Railroad Depots. It's a marvelous trip through time about the surviving train stations around the state of Minnesota and the stories behind them. We have one, the Freight House, right here in Stillwater, and it has a lot of history to it. It's a restaurant today, but it was, in fact, a freight house and a depot where immigrants came in years ago, and it's just a great read. This one is done by the Woodbury Heritage Society Press. So do you have that one in the shop?
I think we do.
Yeah.
I remember getting a call for it, and
I'm sure you did after the show, because it really strikes a chord with a lot of people. So, Shadows of Time, Minnesota's Surviving Railroad Depots, the author Bill Schrankler, S-C-H-R-A-N-K-L-E-R. Our time is running out. Kathleen, you must have some more things you want to chat about.
You know, I just want to remind people, too, that if you're in a book club, register with the store, and you get a 15% off your books when it's your book club. We have lots of great reads out there, and we have a display set up of the local clubs and what they're reading, and that's always a great spot for people to browse. We have some interesting clubs out there reading a variety of fiction and nonfiction.
We're always glad to hear that, and we're so proud to have you as a supporter of KLBB and of this show and of the All Request Show Monday through. You're so busy working, you can't listen to the music. You'll have to turn it on sometime and send us a request, okay?
All right, I'll do that.
We have a lot of fun, but thank you so much. Kathleen Eddy, she runs a wonderful bookshop here, and say hello to your staff. They are aces. They're the very best.
I agree. Thanks, Stan.
Valley Bookseller, downtown Stillwater. Check them out. Have a wonderful website, Kathleen. Where do we find you on there?
Valleybookseller.com.
Easy as that,
yes,
huh? And some people access that website at 12:30 in the morning.
That's right.
And they come in a few hours later and buy the book.
You can shop 24/7.
Right. I love it. Kathleen, thank you so much. We'll see you soon. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, speaking of history, we got that Brent Peterson guy here from the Washington County Historical Society. They have some very special events coming up. Well, we're just on the eve of one big one right now. We'll be back with that right after this.
At Hymie's Haberdashery, men never sacrifice fashion for weather. So no matter how cold it gets, you can still spot a Hymie's man by his impeccable taste and the confidence that only comes from a hot leather shave. Hymie's Haberdashery helps men look and feel their best with high-quality clothing cut and styled just for them. Create a look that's uniquely yours with tailored suits, overcoats, hats, and accessories that make winter blush, and at prices that won't melt your wallet. Hymie's Haberdashery, 400 St. Peter Street in downtown St. Paul. Online at Hymie's.com.
At the Stan Turner Show, we love good stories, and there's no better place to find them than Valley Bookseller in downtown Stillwater. Valley Bookseller is an independent bookstore with knowledgeable and friendly staff who love books. Tell them what you like to read, and they'll make terrific recommendations just for you. Also, discover one of the finest children's collections in the entire Twin Cities. Valley Bookseller. Great books, great people. 217 North Main in Stillwater. Online at valleybookseller.com.
Find out why more people come here to River Valley Ford. Shop and compare for your truck or your car, and you'll find we're the best deal by far. Superior service, we're committed to you, and after the sale, we'll be there too. Find out why more people come here to River Valley Ford. River Valley Ford.
If you like to save money, you're going to love Ford's lineup of fuel-efficient vehicles. And the selection couldn't be better than it is right now at River Valley Ford in Baldwin. Choose the impeccable design of the Ford Fusion, get up to 34 miles a gallon, and look great doing it. If you love performance but hate gas stations, stop in and test drive the Ford Focus and get up to 36 miles per gallon. And the stylish 2014 Ford Fiesta will give you up to 38 miles per gallon. Go further for less. We'll help you get there. Shop, compare, and find out why so many of your friends and neighbors choose River Valley Ford and Baldwin.
Welcome back. Stan Turner with you here. Our usual time and place here on KLBB Club, 1220. Our favorite place to be. Our meeting spot here, right? Monday through Friday for the All Request and Dedication program, noon to 2. We play your songs. We have a ball doing that. Boy, do you have good musical tastes, ladies and gentlemen. You really do. And then Saturday, a show we've been doing almost 10 years here. Well, we call it the Stan Turner Show for want of another title. Not very creative, is it? But we sure have fun, and we are blessed with so many good friends we bring on as guests. And one of those in the top tier is Brent Peterson, the top guy at the Washington County Historical Society. And on wacky days, we call it the Hysterical Society.
Absolutely.
And Brent, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. It's always a pleasure to be here
Thank
with you,
Stan. Thank you, my friend. You are a great friend, not only to me and to the station here, but to everybody, even outside Washington County, because you care about history, which is, to my mind, and I think yours too, our very best teacher, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hmm? You can look back so you can go forward.
So we
preserve the past, the stories of today and the past, so people can learn from our mistakes if we ever make any.
Well, you don't.
I absolutely don't.
Not more than 5 or 6 an hour.
That's not a bad. That's pretty good for me.
Well, Brent, you've got some very special events coming up. The season is upon us.
Absolutely.
Spring is trying to spring, and it's working. It's coming.
It's trying.
We're getting rid of most of the snow, and if we can get the temperatures ramped up a little bit, but we're moving ahead now.
We are.
So what's the Society of Washington County History doing?
Well, the Society is excited.
Yes.
We are just excited because tomorrow, Sunday, from noon to 4 is our annual open house.
Mm-hmm.
And the open house is from, like I mentioned, noon to 4 at the Warden's House Museum on North Main Street.
Pray tell, where do we find that? You gave us the address just now, but we're driving into town on Main Street. Where do we find this
place?
Just
keep going north until it's up on your left. It sits up on a hill, so we're kind of kitty corner from the old Minnesota Zephyr Dinner Train station.
Okay.
So it's great because we've been working all winter to redo the exhibits, to put in new themes, to tell more stories of Washington County history. And we are just absolutely excited with how it turned out, and I think people are going to love it.
What will we see when we go to the Warden's House Museum tomorrow in Stillwater, starting at
noon?
Okay. We'll see you, no doubt.
I will be there. I will be there in all my glory.
Oh, you're what?
Exactly.
No, okay.
We will. We have been working on a tribute an exhibit on women of Washington County. Not only how they first came here, do you realize the first photographer in what is now Minnesota was a woman from Stillwater? She was a school teacher, Sarah Louise Judd, in 1848, taking those early daguerreotypes, the little cased photos. And so we have some of her. We have even present day extraordinary women such as Anne Bancroft from Marine. We have a nice pair of autographed skis that she used in one of her Greenland expeditions.
Mm-hmm.
So those are on display, as well as some great artists from the old art colony here in Stillwater, Jolette Rollins and a few others.
The old art colony. Tell us about that.
There was an art colony. It was an extension courses that you could take over the summer from the University of Minnesota, starting in the 1930s and going all the way until 1950. The Art Colony was this big mansion up on Pine Street.
Really?
And you could do tinsmithing, goldsmithing, you know, oil painting, watercolors. And the person in charge of it was Jo Lutz, and she married Dick Rollins, who was also a part of it. And Jo Lutz Rollins was a wonderful artist.
Wow.
I mean, she was watercolors. We have some things of hers. Some other students that were there we have. I mean, it's just an incredible art colony. It was only like, what, 15, 16 years.
I'd never heard until you mentioned it now. I didn't know about this. Is that mansion where they met? Is it still there?
It's still standing on Pine Street. Wow. So go by, I think it's in the 500 block or something like that. But there's also a book that was written about it by Anita Buck that we have for sale.
Yes.
So if you want to learn more about that, we have that. It's just exciting on what we do. And then we have little exhibits about, obviously, we continue to not celebrate, but the Civil War is still in
hand. We observe it.
We observe the Civil War, but we still honor those from the Washington County who fought in it. Mm-hmm. And we also have a nice display about the 80th anniversary of the Washington County Historical Society.
Boy, that would be of no small interest to you.
Well, we've been here for 8 decades now, collecting and preserving and telling the stories of Washington County. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that we present that to everybody else and tell them, you know, the stories from 150 years ago are important, but also the stories from yesterday are important.
True. Mr. Simonette was at our recent, I say our, because I'm a member of the Washington County Historical Society, had a wonderful membership meeting in March, was it?
Yes.
And Mr. Simonette, first name, please.
Tom.
There's so many Simonettes now. They're a wonderful family. He gave us a very interesting historical overview, some of the artifacts in the collection. Absolutely. This and the man is so excited and exciting, just like you are about it. History is exciting.
It's
about us, where we came from, why we are who we are today.
Absolutely.
And like you said, we can draw lessons from our triumphs and our failures, our mistakes. And you don't get that anyplace else.
No,
so
you don't.
Have done a marvelous job. Now, Brent, I get very few guests coming in here who bring a bottle of beer with them.
Well,
and
just
plop it right on the table here, and such is the case, right? What are you doing here? How dare you bring a beer bottle in here?
Dare I bring an empty beer bottle?
That's
what you mean.
It is empty.
Well, about a week or so ago, people who are working for the Minnesota Department of Transportation on the new St. Croix River crossing dug up 2 bottles. And one bottle was a Joseph Wolf Brewery bottle from Stillwater, Minnesota. This one dates about 1910, 1915, and it's in pretty good shape. And the other bottle was Anton Schilling's. They made soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very unique bottle because it's marked not on the face of the bottle like you see most of them, but it's embossed on the bottom.
Really?
And the Minnesota Department of Transportation got these, and they donated them to the Washington County Historical Society. And they will be proudly displayed tomorrow in our open house.
Wonderful. What else? MnDOT's digging away for, as you say, the new bridge over
right.
there, the big St. Croix Bridge that's going to go by Oak Park Heights and across the river over here into Wisconsin. What else do you think they might unearth over there?
Well, you never know. I mean,
opens all kinds of, kinds of possibilities. Tony DeVito, they might find him there, the guy criminal who's been missing since the 50s. Well, who knows?
You know, you never know what might they find. They did go through an old portion of Oak Park, an old neighborhood. So I'm very interested to see if they have found anything, if they find anything else as they dig down lower. Because back in the 1850s, when they started doing excavation here in downtown Stillwater to make roads going up, on Myrtle Street, going between what is now the Lowell Inn and the old Gazette building, they found a mastodon tusk.
A mastodon tusk?
Yes.
That's like a really big elephant.
It's a real big elephant, yes.
A furry mammoth.
Exactly. And they were digging that out, and in the 1850s newspapers, they had article after article about this mastodon tusk, and it was, they said it was about 12, 14 feet long and all this kind of stuff. They dug it out. And they were about ready to cut it up into pieces.
Oh, no.
But somebody had the bright idea. They donated it at that time to the Minnesota Historical Society.
All right. Okay.
However, in 1881, when the old Capitol building burned, the Minnesota Historical Society had their offices at the Capitol,
in
and
the
mastodon tusk was there and was destroyed.
Up in flames. Cruel irony.
Oh, it's, yeah, that's what's so important. And a lot of our important documents and artifacts are actually in a fireproof safe.
Now they are.
Now they are. So
thank goodness.
We take the precaution of everything. We try to think of everything. Hopefully there'll be nothing ever happen, but in case, we have a lot of the great artifacts that we hope to put in our new facility.
The new facility. Tell us about that. We gloat. Okay. We have gloating rights.
We can have gloating rights. Yep, and our new facility, this is just extremely exciting. I jump out of my skin every time I talk about it.
Well, you get back in it right now.
All right.
This is a family show.
It's a family show.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Right now, where MnDOT is, their headquarters, is the building that we actually own.
For the bridge project.
For the bridge project.
Okay.
And on South Greeley Street. And at the end of 2016, they will leave. We will move in and create the most exciting heritage center probably in the Midwest.
Wow.
We're so excited. We've got ideas about exhibits, storylines, curriculums for schools. I'm going to actually have some storage.
Really?
I can't believe it.
Will your personal office occupy 3/4 of the square footage there?
Yeah, we're going to add a second floor. I'm going to have the executive director's suite. Probably have a few servants.
You'll have a TV table out in the garage. That's what you'll have.
Yeah, probably. That's what I have now.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be wonderful. It
is going to be exciting.
You have, of course, been at the at the point of the spear in this effort to find a permanent home, because so many of your artifacts, these historical goodies that you have, there's just no place to put them.
Right.
And now you will have not only a place to put them, but a secure place to
put them. Exactly. Temperature, humidity controlled. Yeah. We can tell these stories, and it's just going to be so exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Maybe we can even do some stories of early radio.
Early radio.
You know,
Kyle,
when you started back in the 20s.
I started back in the 20s, about 10 years after you were executive director of the Washington County Historical. I knew you'd get the long knives out here before we were over. Well, Brent, the season is upon us, and you've got lots of activities beyond the open house tomorrow at the Warden's House Museum right here in Stillwater. What else is going on? What's going to unfold before our very eyes?
Well, 1 week from this very day.
Yes.
The reigning vintage baseball champions of Minnesota.
Do we have to talk about this?
We'll start their 17th season.
What a shame. No, wonderful, wonderful.
That's are playing the, actually it's an away game, but it's down in Mankato. We play the ever-tough Mankato Baltics.
The Baltics?
Baltics from Mankato. And after that victory...
You mean the fix is in already, right?
Absolutely. We have our first Washington County match on May 18th down in Lake St. Croix Beach against those notorious Afton Red Sox.
My goodness. And this is all, your guys are in vintage uniforms
we
from
are,
the, what, 1860s?
1860. We smell like it. We look like it. At least some of them do. And we certainly go out there and we give it our all by doing the...
How much is your all?
As you get the ARP cards and the back aches, it all gets a little bit less.
Creak. Yeah.
I don't know what sounds more, the crack of the bat or the crack of the back.
Now, Brent, do you get out there? Do you suit up and play ball?
I do suit up, and I do stand out there.
You don't play ball, though, do you?
I just say, please don't hit the ball to me. But that's how we are victorious.
All right.
Because you've got the younger people running around me.
So this is part of the part of the society's.
Yes.
The Historical Society's summer program.
Yeah, it's a summer program. And we actually get the 1860 out, talking about the early times of Minnesota, how Stillwater and Washington County played a big role in the organization of the state.
Okay.
So it's a good way to lead into... giving everybody some more history.
Well, some guys have handlebar mustaches on the team. Do they really?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, down in Afton, there's one guy called Stash, but then he shaved it off. We just then called him Fred. I don't know why he did that, but But we have all nicknames, and it's really good.
What's your nickname?
Well, I grew out of my nickname, but I still have it. It's called Skinny.
Skinny, yeah. Okay.
I grew out of that years ago. But we have people like Sidewinder and Sugar because his swing is so sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Then there's Basher because, you know, well, he hits the ball long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we have others that are quite unique.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to come to the games to see the team and see how we do this.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Brent Peterson, thank you so much. Everybody get down to the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater tomorrow, north end of town. Free admission, right?
Yes.
And you're in for a real treat. Bring the kids for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Brent, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
See you soon. Happy spring, happy summer, and play ball.
Huh? Oh, thank you. Thank
okay, everybody, thanks for your company. Stan Turner here. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday for the All Request Show. Bye-bye.